We are on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Let us just quickly go over the Gemara till the Mishnah, and then we'll see Taisvis. Four lines from the bottom, the Gemara had proven from the Mishnah that the Rameyah's metamek sonim on Kusim, so we see Rameyah holds the Pegeri Emes. His Mosiv Rabbi Zeire, Ve'ilu Naris Shiheshlam Knas, Abola Mamzeres, Val Nesine Val Akusis. Yisal Kedaitach Konas Rameyah B'mamoinam, the Gemara wanted to say, even though Rameyah holds Kusim Geri Emes, Afalpikein, Sher Shalkusi, Shenogach, Sher Sheyisrael, Beintam Beimud, Mishalm Nezek Sholem, because Uskonas, Oysam Bimomoinam, Kedei Shalayitmo Bivnoisam. So, if that is the Svar of Rameya, Ochinami Niknais, Kedei Shalayitmo Behem. So the Gemara asks, so why in this Mishnah, the person is Boal Anayra, why didn't he cancel Shalayitmo? Like there he cancel Shersha Yisol Shnagar Shersha Kusi Yispota. So why here didn't he cancel? Omer Abaye, Kedai Shalayay Chayte Niska. So the Gemara says, he's a Chayte. So Memele Shalayay Chayte Niska. So therefore, we did not want to cancel the kusim, because the ma'anis is a chayte. So the Gemara asks v'neisve laniim, Amar Rav Mori mishum davi momin she'ein lo itoyde. So Rashi said mishum davi momin she'ein lo itoyde miyamrit lahevid aniim ma'anos itovale ledine. So who's going to be toyveya him? So Lamaise, it will never materialize the Tashlumim. So we'll be weiter achaytei niska. So that's why we said that you pay to the kusis. Now before we see Taisis of the Lamed Ches Amud Beis, let's see Taisis Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Shelo yei achaytei niska. Behode mashme per kamer diksubis. The less light Larova high time Gabi Gioris Shenis Gairo Prusami Bas Gimel Shanim. There it says if a Gioris was Nizgaya Prusami Bas Gimel Shanim. So Mamela, I can assume if someone was Manasa that she's a Psula because she was Nizgaya when she was a Prusami Bas Gimel Shanim. The Mashmalay Larova. So there's a shaila, if this was a geiris al das bezn, wasn't midaito, the geiris was when she was a ketane. So Rove holds over there, shim hoisa yechoyla limchesh kshehi gdila, hoyhoyo lo knas. If she could be moiche when she's a gdoyla on the geiris, so it comes out with her macho, she's oike the geiris lemafreya. So we would never pay her knas before, because it's coming out that we're paying knas to someone who might become a goite. She'll be moiche on the geiris, and she'll become a goite. Abaye says, that's no problem. Shlo yechoyte niska. Enachanami, there is such a possibility she might be meiche, and it'll come out she's a goite, but shaloye choyte niska, he has to pay, even though there's such a possibility. And Rava says no. If there would be such a possibility that it's biyodo always to be meiche on the geiris, so it can come out that the money he's paying her will eventually end up by a goite, we would never be mechayiv him to pay. We don't say the svarah shelo yechayitei niska. So Taisva says there's a difference between the Gemara there and our Gemara. The Hasam Hu Deminadin Ein Laknas Klal. That means if this Chash will materialize, he was Bo Alagiyoris, that was Nisgaira Al Das Bezn, when she was a Ktana. And if will be Mechayiv him to pay Knas, and later it will come out that she's Moichan the Geiris, so it's coming out, we're Mechayiv him to pay something which in reality he's not Mechayiv to pay. Umishum shaloye chayte niska loy oma deniten lo, he say, hell, you're not mechuyev to give her. Hoyel uminadin ein lo. If she doesn't deserve it, so there's no svore, als, even though I'm a chayte, maybe she won't be meche. There's no svore that I'm mechuyev to give, since there's a possibility she might be meche. Avol hocho, here there's a different, it's a different tzir in ganz. Minadin yeshlo. Here, minadin, you owe akusis. Abol akusis, you chayiv to pay knas. Ela mishim daboy la miknes, no, we don't want to give her what she rightfully deserves. Because we want to cancel them. Shalayit mu bam. So then, svaru de mishim shalayi chayta niska mukmina lo adina. So here, we go with the letter of the law. So when Mekayim did in, that means that today, as Chayte should not be Maviach, so we'll be Mevater on other Cheshbonis, and we'll go Meikar Adin. But to say that a Chayte should not be Maviach, will be Mechayiv him Shaloik Adin, that Rav holds we don't do. Beperik Eilu Naris Islai, Rav also holds, that means even though Chazal asked a baskoyin that's a shvuya, v'chayish that shemo nenso, amel she's also betrumem, but a bas Yisrael shvuya, and if a person was boil a bas Yisrael shvuya, he has to pay a knas, bishum de mekmine lo akdushoso. Because Meiker Adin, I don't have to assume that she was Nenso. I can sell her Anchaskosa. So Memele, now you want to be Machmer. So here there's a Svoshle, Echoite Niska, that he shouldn't be Marviach from this Shash Shemo Nenso. We go Meiker Adin. So Bekitza, when we go like the Meiker Adin, Then Rav is also Maida, we say, Shelo Yechayte Niska. To go Keneged Adin, when the Yistake Potomik Adin, then you're not Mechayev him, out the Svore Shelo Yechayte Niska. Now, let us see Toisvis and Aflamet Chesomet Beis. Balakusis, Sugi Dishmaite Muchacha de Kesova Geri Emes, hein? The Rameya holds that Kusima Geri Emes. Vim Taima. Im Kain Machidush Loima Sheyesh Lokna. So what is the Chidush of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Eilu Nare Sheyesh Lokna. Akusis. If she's a Giyaris, so why shouldn't there be Knas? There's a kasha, maybe the chiddush of the Mishnah is that we don't cancel her. I mean, Bemis and the Gemara factor the kasha. The Gemara says we should cancel her. Shalayitmu. The Gemara says shalayichayte niska. So really, so what is pshat and taisvus kasha? The Mishnah is coming to tell us, you don't say that we cancel her. What's taisvus kasha? Taisvus says it. If Rameh holds the Geri Emes, so if Rameh holds the Geri Emes, so what's the Chiddush Eilu Nare Sheyesh Lam Knas? The Chiddush is, the Gemara is the Kasha we should cancel, and there's a Teretz, the Echayt Niska. What's the Antesis Kasha? So the Maram says a very interesting Teretz. The Maram says, there's two parts of this Mishnah. It says, Eilu Nare Sheyesh Lam Knas, and then we have a whole Tzettel.
Then we have Eilu Nara Sheilam Knas. We have another tzettel. Eilu Nara Sheilam Knas. So Memele, if the din would be, we would, that means like this. Me'iker Adin, she's Chayev Knas. Yechayev Knas. She's Geri Emes. If the Mishnah held that al shaloi the knas of la yitmo, you don't give her, so she belongs in the next Mishnah. Ve'elu nara she'elahem knas. That means if the Mishnah wouldn't say anything, so I would assume, mehechi teisi, there shouldn't be a din knas, geri emes, the zikha din knas. And if the Chachamim Taki Kansantos, who would say in the next Mishnah, Ve'elu nara she'elahem knas. So if in the next Mishnah it doesn't say, I can figure out by myself that the Zichre Knas, because Geiri Yemes, so what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? That's Pshat and Tais Miskash. That's how the Maram said Pshat and Tais. V'im Taimim Keim HaChiddush Leime Sheyesh La Knas, what's the Chiddush? Ritaimim Mishum Doma Rabbe Beperek Asor Yuchsin, Mamzer Me'achoysoy Umei Shishish Nis'ar V'behem. That the Gemara says that the Rabbi says it's not an inyan to be Meshadach Zich with Kusim, because Mamzerim became intermingled in the Kusim, so one never knows who he's marrying. So Mamela, so that's the Chiddush, even though it's a Chashash Mamzeris. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us, Eilu Narish Yeshlam Knas. So Taisa says, you don't need the Mishnah for this. Mereisha Sheminin Lo Deyeshlam Knas, Vapulo Badi Mamzeres, Vachoshkein Sofik Mamzeres. The Mishnah says, Abba Mamzeres, Yechayim Knas. Mela, I know that Mamzeres is not a Siba Lifter Miknas. So again, we're back to the Kasha. So why does the Mishnah have to come and tell us, according to Rameya, who holds the Geri Emes, that there's a Chiyiv Knas by Akusis? The Yeshloima, the Higufa Kamashmalon, the Geri Emesain, Imhoyu Geri Arois Lehoelem Knas. That means there are different opinions what Kusim are. So the Mishnah has to tell us one of the two. Either Eilu Nara Sheyeshlam Knas, Eilu Nara Sheyeshlam Knas. But you have to, the Tana has to state his opinion if the Geri Yemes or the Geri Arois. So the Tana is coming to tell us, the Tana is Rameya, that Rameya holds that the Geri Yemes. Bim Toima, Bulerove Da'oma Beperik Asori Yuchsim, the Eved Veshivche Nis'arvu Behem. Now, Rava says it is not ideal to marry Kusim because of a different chash. That in the tribe of the Kusim, they became Nisarev and Eved the Shifche. That means, in other words, that some Kusim married Shvoches. So it comes out some of the bonais that one would want to marry are really Shvoches. So, Mamela, because a Kusi who's a Yisrael or Baal a Shifche, the Vlad is a Shifche. Blood of Kamaisa. So Rava says in Kedushin that therefore one should not marry Kusim because there's a chash shvoches. The bonis are, there's a chash the shvoches. There's a ma yeshlam knaz for Taisus. Now we have taka problem. If there's taka such a chash that there maybe, that means if we'll take statistically, but there's, let's say, there's 1,000 bonais that were nailed in the tribe of the Kusim. And from these 1,000 bonais, 5 of them are shvoches. Because the 5 of them, the father married a shivche. And that's why Rav said, one should not marry the Kusim, because we're chayish, maybe the one he's marrying is from the 5 shvoches. Like Toisvis, so just like there's an Isachiton, so there should be a two knas, a ma yeshlam knas. Name lo, I see rai de lav shivcha to shkel. So, but who says this a chiv knas? Maybe you're a shivcha. To shivcha ain't lo knas, ki the muchach beilu nalis. So someone could say the reason a shivcha ain't lo knas, cause I'm marzika that she's a bu'ula. That's why in Laknas. So this is what Kochach Lam Mishim Shibecheskes Bulei Laknas. Kedemrinim Beirishalmi Deshivcha Afilu Mishemeres in Laknas. Afilu I know Klo. She's a Mishemeres. She never was Nivul. She's also part of Laknas. So it's a Ptur Knas by Shivche. So it's a Ptur Knas by Shivche. That's me the Zalimut. In order there should be a Chiyuv Knas, it has to be a Bas Tvisis Kedusha. A Shivcha is a lot of Bas Tvisis Kedusha. So Memele, so Teisei Sofi Yemes is Taki Shver, so why is there a Chiyuv Knas? Let us say, Amaitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya. Who says that there's a Chiyuv Knas? Maybe you're a Shivcha. Va'af al-gav de Rubon lav Shivcha ninu. This is only a meat that was nisarvabe. Roiv anach shfachis. So we go basaroiv. We assume that the nari was ma'anis, was from the roiv kusim, b'nois kusim, which are not shifres. Fractoises, mikomakim tiksha lishmul, the oma in hilchem b'momen acharoiv. Shmul holds you can't be maitzi momen from a musik with a roiv. So Memele, so what did Shmuel do with this Mishnah? B'yeshloima mishum dechol chode mukmino lo becheskas ovio shashivcheis nis'ar vo behem v'nosu lekusim. The shash is because shivches nisarvu bem v'nosu lekusim. So we shtel becheskes avia, just like avia was not a eved. The shash is on the mother, and the father is not. And the father there's no problem. We'll see. Taisa says later, if the father was an eved and the mother was a kusi, so then the blood is a kusi a yisrael. So some say no problem. The whole problem is maybe the father was a kusi and the mother was a shivcha. So we'll shtel her becheskas avia. Just like avia was a kusi, we say she's also a kusi. Now, before we explain this cheskas avia, which is very difficult to understand, we have to understand what is Taisus answering. Taisus asked Akasha, let us be chayish that the nara that he was ma'anis was a bashivche. In the middle there's no chiyuv knas. So Taisu says, a roiv of them are not b'noi shivches. Taisu says, but according to Shmuel, he can be made simomen with a roiv. So I thought Akasha, maybe she is a bashivche. So Taisu says there's a chazoke. So what's the terrors of chazoke? If I'm heuchen b'momen acha roiv, if I'm gewissen heuchen b'momen acha chazoke, rube v'chazoke, rube odiv, so how did Tosfos solve the problem? So they bring down from the Chasam Sofer, so Tosfos Yishonim in Ksubis, that says, afilo in heuchen b'momen acha roiv, you have a roiv plus a chazoke, so maybe then you could be mighty moment. So maybe that's what Taisus is telling us. Taisus is telling us that since we have her a chazoke, that she's like her father, just like her father is a yid, so she's also a yid. So maybe, so we have here a tziruf with a roiv with a chazoke. Now there's a tremendous problem here. What kind of a chazoke do we have? The shaila is who the mother is. The whole shaila is the father's akusi. The whole problem is, if the father is an eved, we'll see later, and the mother's akusi, it's not going to say no problem. So she's a bas yisrael. Eved, abo bas yisrael, ablad kosher. So there's no problem. The blood is a bas yisrael. So we don't have any problem whatsoever. So zichad is a chiyuv knas. The whole shaila is, maybe the father's akusi, and the mother is a shivche. And for Tosfos, you still, the father, but she's becheska savua. I have a shiloh, the mother is, so you say she's like the father. I have to be mevara who the mother is. So how does the cheska savua help be mevara who the mother is? So I once saw, that's the man tells the Shiurim, he says, I'm Moira de Kibir, and he says as follows, that the Zera Ha'ov, we shtal on Chazokim. That means as follows. The Zera of is that's the Sibbe, that's Mesiaches Acher Ha'ov. And that's why when there's a child, so it's miyuchas to the father, because the child was noitza from the zera ha'ov. If a person is boyel la'shivcha, so then he loses the din yichus. Vlad shivcha kamoisa. So the vlad is not miyuchas achov. So memele, we shtel the zera am chazoke. That means b'shas it was yotzo me'ov. So the Zera was Nesiaches Achav. The Shail is Bishas Yitzir, is it still Miyaches Achav? Or did it change? Because Vlad Shivcha Kamaisa. So Memela, we tell the Zera on Chazoke. That's the Lomdus of Chazoke. The Lomdus of Chazoke is, if I don't know if the status changed or didn't change, I say it didn't change. So that's Pshat, Becheska Savua. We tell a Becheska Savua. Mamela Sataisvus has a beautiful husband that we have a roiv and a chazoke that's telling us that this bas is a bas kusi, not a bas kusis, not a bas shivcho. So Mamela, so that is why there's a chiyuv knas. Rektoisvus afal gav de la rove posle kusim mishamisa shivcho. This is a very pertinent question. I just had such a good shtick teire that a bas of a kusi, even though there's a suffix, maybe the mother was a shivche, but I have a birur of roiv, I have a birur of chazoke, and that's strong enough to be made simam. So what's pshat in rove? So what's pshat in... Mikol mokim le'inyan knas le'mechashvina lo keshivche shelo yeichoy tay niska. Now, I'd like to mention a few ha'oris on what Taisvus is answering. Le'davayni le'chayre on this Taisvus kashe, Taisus asks, how could you be mighty mama? From a baskusi, maybe the mother's a shivche. And so Taisus said a teretz that, you could be mighty mama because I have a birur of reiv, a birur of chazok, you could be mighty mama. So now Taisus has a problem. So why can you marry a baskusi? A reiv and a chazok, which is taka merdik a kasha. So lechayre the teretz, I would say, by chitun they were machmer, they weren't seimach and roi, they weren't seimach and chazoka. This is yichus, this is chitun. We find more dike chumres binyani chitun. The chazal were machmer. So there, I mean, you have a good kash. It's there's a roi and there's a chazoka. No one's denying this. So al kolchach they were machmer. It's a chumad rabbon on by chitun. But we're asking a shaila, why in mechuyev to pay knas? In mechuyev to pay knas, because here you go, mikaradin. L'chayre, that's how I would understand the teretz of Taisvus kashe. Now Taisvus goes all of a sudden the other way. Taisvus says, mikol makim linye knas le'machashevina lo kishivche, so Taisvus says, so it seems Taisvus made an about face. You're right, Taki. Oh, Lava says you're not allowed to marry. So it seems we are chayish, maybe she's a shivche. I went with the Reiv and Chazoke. Avo Pika, we're chayish. No, if we're chayish, so why are you chayish b'knas? So now Taisvus, oh, shalai yechayte niska. Shlo yechoy te niska. Now, there are two, I saw in the Mafteach and the Frankel Gemoras, he brings down two problems on what Teisvis is saying. Problem number one is the Gemara asked Akasha and Rameya. If Rameya holds the Kansan B'Mamainam, so Rameya's Kansan B'Mamainam, so why Mechuyah to pay Knas Abol Akusis? So the Gemara answers, a Teretz, Shlei Yechay Teniska. That's the Teretz of the Gemara. So, why is it a kasha and a teretz? I mean, forget about this kasha. Let's learn. I am the Taisvis. Taisvis has a different problem. Why are you mechuyif to pay knas to a kusis? Maybe she's a basivche. So the teretz is leichait in iska. So the teretz it says in Taisvis. So what are you asking now? A new kasha? The teretz is enough in the teretz. Shloi yechait in iska. That's one problem. Then there's another problem. We just learned the Taisus and Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Taisus says that the Shelo Yechay Tei Niskar is not said at all times. If Meikar Adin the Zachiyuv, then you say Shelo Yechay Tei Niskar. If Meikar Adin there's no Chiyuv, then you don't say Shelo Yechay Tei Niskar. And that's why Rav said, that if Yechidilu Yechayla Limchais, you couldn't say Yechayv Tebet Ashloi Yechay Teniska, because Mika Adin, there's no Chiyiv Knas. That's what Taisvis said on Daf Lamed Tes. So if Taisvis means to say that Mika Adin, we're Chayish, maybe she's a Shivche, so why him Chiyiv Tebet? Because Rava holds Mika Adin, your party, you don't say Shloi Yechay Teniska. So lechayre pshat and taisvus is that meikar adin you're not chayish. You have a roiv and a chazake. It's only a chumra baalme. So al shaloi yechay teniska we say that you're chayish. So maybe that gufa is pshat in taisvus teres. That rov is only a chumra baalme. It's not meikar adin since you have a roiv and a chazake. So, Mamela, we say the Svarish Leichai Teniska. The first kasha is not for emphasis, but maybe that's a little, maybe that's shot in the second kasha where we have on Taisvis. Va'afal gav denokat Rove Eved Vishivche. Rove said that Eved Vishivche was Nisarev Bahem. There's another Shaila. I just said before that there's a Chazokah. So there's a suffix now, maybe the father's an Eved. So there's no Cheskes Avis. I don't know who the father is. So Taisi says, Lav Davkel, if he mashe pirashnu. Shashvoches, the problem was, Nosu lekusim. Va kusis le Eved, vim kem ishim Eved ein le poislo. The goy Eved, abo bas yisrol, av lav kosha. That means the whole problem is not zichet, there was Eved v'shifre nesarabem. But that what the Eved, Avodim married Kusis, that is no problem whatsoever. Because of that, you could marry the bonus. Because Eved, Avod, Bas Yisrael, Avlad Kosher. The whole problem, the Matthias was that both were Nisarev. But the problem is, what we're afraid of, is maybe the Shifcha married a Kusi. Hachi Garcina Niknais. Midarabona. Let's cancel Midarabona. Rameo says, they can't send Shiloyitmo. So Taisus says, Radabona Nami Avimotzele Mifrech. This kash is not only according to Rameya. The Rabbonan also hold of such a knaf. Shiloyitmo Beinei. The Maid Rabbonan, the Kansinulu, the Tani Sher Shal Yisrael, Shenogar Sher Shal Kusi Potter, and the reason is, Al Kochoch, they also hold Geri Emes, and the reason is Yepotter Al Shiloyitmo. The Gemara is Takasha, but this Mish is going to go into Rameya. That's why the Gemara is Takasha, Mirameya, Arameya. I'd like to learn the next Mishnah, Mashtiko of the Gemara, and just to get the flow,
And then we'll go back and see exactly, we'll go back and learn it with Rashi and Tosfos. Zok the Mishnah, Sheir shel pikeach, shenogach, sheir shel cheresh, shoyte bekotten chayim. Sheir shel pikeach was negecha, sheir shel cheresh, shoyte bekotten, so really this is a poshet edin. Yechayim. Because the Baal HaMazik is a pikeach, so he's responsible to watch his shirt. Vishal cheresh, shoyte bekotten, shenogach, sheir shel pikeach, potter. But a shir shall cheresh shayte bekotten, that was negerich his potter. Why it's potter, we'll see as the sugya progresses why it's potter, but the din is that it's potter. Now the Mishnah continues. Shir shall cheresh shayte bekotten, shenogach. Bezdin mamidim lahem apetropis. Now Bezdin will be mamidin apetropis on this shir. Umiidin lahem bifnei apetropis. And now, if it's going to be continued to be negeach, we're going to be meyed lifnei this apetropis, and then we'll be goyve for the hezek. Umiidin lahem bifnei apetropis. Fine. So we have Al Kaponim, vaguely, we can see from the Mishnah that without an apetropis, the potter, of a midolem, bifnei apetropis, ma midolem apetropis, midolem bifnei apetropis, and then yechayiv, and then it seems then there's a chiv. Nispaka hash cheresh, nishtapa shoite vehigdel akotin. So now, we take it out of the jurisdiction of the apotropos. We don't need an apotropos anymore. Baruch Hashem, the cotton became a godel. Nistapen is pakach acheresh. Chazal letamusay. Divrei Rameyer. So Rameyer says, so this is considered a new ownership. And we'll see he holds rishus mishane, that if it was a muet in one rishus, and then it got transferred to a second rishus, it becomes back a tam. The reason for this we'll have to see later in the sugya when we come to it. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Yosi Yoima Harehu Becheskosai. Rav Yosi holds, we don't say Rishus Mishana. It became a mood. It's a mood, but it goes back to the first owner. It remains a mood. Fine. Shoyra Yitzdadin Einei Chaya Misanudin. A shoyer that was trained to be Negeach. And they killed someone, ain't a chayev misa, so even though we have a klal that, a shoyer that kills someone, you killed the shoyer, I feel by a time you killed the shoyer, shenema ki yigach v'loy shiyagichu ach shleigichu, that the whole din that we made Mr. Shoyer, is dafke if it killed on its own accord, but if it was trained to kill, so it's not at all responsible for its actions, so Mamela will not kill the shir. Zok the Gemara. Hagufa kasha. Now the Gemara had a problem, the first bava and the second bava. Amrit shir shel cheresh shoyte bekotten shenogach shir shel pikeach potter. From the first bava it would seem, there's nothing but to talk about. It's potter, finished, we ignore it, we do nothing about it. Alme ein mamidin apetropes letam ligvais migufe. We don't do anything about it. It's negeach. We just nod our heads. Nebuch, what can you do? They yisaimim, dektanim. Finished, and we don't do anything about it. We're not mamidin apetropes. Ein mamidin apetropes letam ligvais migufe. Ein ma seife. Now let's see the seife. Shoyer shel cheresh shoyte bekotten shenogach. Bezn mamidim la petropis, mamidim bifnei apetropis, alma mamidim lem apetropis letam ligvais migufay. It's so the Gemara asked, there's a stira between the reish and the sefer. The reish, it seems, there's nothing that we do about it, and we live and suffer with the facts of life. And the sefer says, no, we're going to take care of this, mamidim la petropis. And so it seems the purpose of this is that will be able to be gaiva from the shayin. Amar Rav. So Rav said, no, you're not learning right pshat in the seif. Your diik of the reisha is an emesadiik. That's true. That a shayr is potter, and we will not be mamid an apotropos ligvais latam migufay. They will never have to pay for a tam. An apotropos will not help the situation. Not mamid apotropos. Is that what the sefer says? Vim hurziku, not that what the sefer says, Shenogach means Ivim Hurziku Nakhonim. But if we see that this Shayr is a Nakhon, how we see there's differences of opinion, but let us just to plow through the Gemara. The Raimit says Pshat, it's stoist once, but we see it's a Meshugan Shayr. We can see already what it's destined to be. So we realize that the terminology was negeich and it's mishtageya. We see that. I mean, every time a tam mishtaises once, it doesn't tell us what it's going to be. It's once, it's a mikra. But here we see already from the negeiche and from the matzav of the shir what we're going to be into. So now we're going to have a problem. We are cultivating a nakhin in our midst. This shayr is a nakhin, and we're all going to suffer because of this nakhin. And there's no one to talk to. Fine. So if we see already that we're in for a problem, is then mamidim lem apetropis, or maybe idin lem bifneab. So we make an apetropis, we find that we get a hold of an apetropis, and now it's under the jurisdiction of the apetropis, and if it's negeyach three times were made bifnei apetropis, will not be given the first three times, will be made bifnei apetropis, umashvini lo muet, and then after three times it'll become a muet, that if at the fourth time it'll be negeich, now we have already a source of tashlumim. We have a neifen to be mechayiv tashlumim. So if this shayr is going to be a nakhin, it's a threat to society, we have al kaponim, someone who's responsible to watch it, and we'll see the payments will be taken care of also. Yemishalim me'aliyah. So Bekitzer, it comes out in the Maskonis HaGemore, that what the Reisha says, Potter, that means it's Potter from Tashlum Meitam. That's how the Gemore, that's the Loshen Gemore. Ein Mamidin Apetropis Letam Ligvois Migufoi. That means the first three Ezekis, so that would you pay out Satam, we will not be Mamidin Apetropis, that will enable us to be goyve migufay. That we won't do. The Sefer says, but if there's a threat, it's going to become a mu'ed. So imamid and apotropis to make it a mu'ed and l'shal min aliyah. That's the, more or less, the ivra of the Mishnah and the Gemara. Now let us go back to try to understand it a little better. Shel shel pikech nogach shel shel chershet v'kot m'chayiv v'shel chershet v'kot shel nogach shel shel pikeach Potter. Zot Rashi, Bigmore Meforish, the Gemara says, what does this potter mean? The Ein Mamidin Apotropis Letam Ligvais Migufay. Will not be Mamidin Apotropis Ligvais Migufay. Avo Beniske Muit, but to be Goive, not Migufay, to be Goive Mialiye. Mamidin apetropes l'shera yisoymim, liyois b'mokim abaylim, to be in place of the baylim, l'kayim v'huad b'bolov, to be m'kayim v'huad b'bolov, v'goyvim hanezek minichsei akarka shal yisoymim, and then, if you made him a mu, it will be goyvim the nezek minichsei yisoymim. Avol tam. So, why by a tam? What's the difference, tam and mut? Avol tam, the gviyosei migufayu, atam yumon migufayu, vuhu metaltalim, and the sheir is metaltalim, ein ma'amidin apotropos lekach, kedamrinin shove kesef, melamed shein bezden niskokim, elen lenechosim sheyesh lamachayis, vokimno biyasmi. Now, Rashi says over here something which is very, very, very difficult to understand what Rashi is saying. He says Rashi starts explaining the halacha. The halacha now we're bekiyim. Your mamid apotropsin to make it a muid and to pay min aliyah. You're not mamid an apotropis ligvais migufay. That's really the lashon haGemara. So what's the difference? Man is tane for ligvus migufi. Not mamad apetropes. Mimali. Oh, mamad apetropes. So I says, well, there's a gemara in Daf Yudal the Medbeis that you're not goyve mimetaltali the yasmi. Asher is metaltalim. So you're not goyve mimetaltali the yasmi. Now let's just jump over to Taisvis for 1 minute. Ein mamidin apetropes letam ligvus migufi. Teime. Matam de ein mamide. Zektoisvis de ein loima mishim de ein bezden niskokimel in the chosim shieshla machayis kedise bepere kame. Cause you're not going to metalfli de yasmi gabishove keset. Fukminim be yasmi de loi domi klau. There's no comparison whatsoever. The gemorah daf yudal damit beis in our mishneh. De hosam mairi. They were speaking about that the father was mazik. The father was mazik. The father only left over metaltalim. So the only way we could be goyve is now is because the metaltalim that the father left over should become mishubit to pay up that what he became nischayev, b'chayev. And now you become metaltali diyasmi lemishtabdi lemalchayev. Metaltalim, there's no shibud on metaltalim. Kark is meshubit, metaltalim is not meshubit. So that's a story that we're speaking about. The chiyuv is mitzad ha'of. I want to be goyve from the metaltalim out. The shibud that was chal on the metaltalim, say I'm a klam, metaltalim diyasmi loim mishtabdi. Here we're talking about a different story. We're talking about Sheir Shel Cheresh Shaita VeKotn SheNogach that the Sheir was Negeich now, and now the Shaila is so. Let's be Mamed and Apotropis. He should pay Chatzin Nezik. We have an Eitzer. People are getting Genizik. So you'll tell me Metaltu Diyasmi Lo Mishtabdi. There's no Shaychis at all to that. And the Pella is Rashi says this. So this is a pachad neira. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to say pshat. He's also made it a pshatikul doichik, but you have to say pshat in Rashi. He said like this. Rashi learned pshat, and we'll see later that Taisus also mentioned such a svar. He said, the emes, the difference between a tam and a muid, Rashi had a poshet a cheshbin. There's a cheshbin, meiker adin, if a cotton has a shoyer, meiker adin, a cotton has a shoyer, he's not mechuyif to pay, the lavenei tashlumim, then the lavenei chiyuve, the Taisus brings down the lotion, Chereshaita for cotton, they're mazik alone, you can't chapel with them. The Ktanim, the Labnei Day, so their moment is mazik, you can chapel with them. So Meikah, then, if things remain status quo, we don't miss in Yizichapota. So we'll say, we'll ask a bright question, so. Why should we make things status quo? Let's be mamad an apotropis. Now we'll be under the responsibility of an apotropis. And then we'll be able to get money. So he says, why should you do such a thing? I mean, stamazai, Mika din de pota. So let's make an apotropis, and then we'll be able to be goyve. Who says that's a flumkeit? Who says that's a flumkeit? You don't have to do this. Stamazoi to make an apotropis. Mika din de pota, leave things the way they are. That's pshat and the reisha. In the sefer, but if you see the shares are nakren, so now society is in danger. Now, this is not a mikre, once it happened, twice it happened. If the shares are nakren, we see society is in danger, so now we have to do something to protect society. So mamidim lam apotropis. So that's how Rashi learned the Mishnah. Rashi had no problems understanding the difference between Tatam and the Muad. By a time, society is not in danger. Main atam is it's a mikre. So some say to be mamad apotropis to be mechayev the yisomim. There's no frumkeit to do such a thing. Once something happens, so you have to go make a whole thing to be mamsed the yisomim. And the sefer means you see it's an akron, so that's to protect society. Now Rashi had one kasha. The lashon of the Gemara of Rashi was very shver. The Gemara says, why the Gemara ain mamidin apotropis letam ligvois migufay? How did the ligvois migufay come in over here? That's not the reason. Ain, I would say a different shot. Ain mamidin apotropis letam leshomroi, in order to be chayev. The ligvois migufay is out of place. How does the ligvois ain mamidin apotropis letam? Why is the Gemara madgish ligvais migufa? So therefore Rashi said that the Mishnah is speaking about another case also. The Mishnah is speaking about that the shoyer was mazik by the father. The shoyer was mazik by a new case. The Mishnah wants to tell us a new case. And that's what the Gemara is being mefalf about, this new case. The shoyer was mazik by the father. The shoyer died. The father died, I'm sorry. The father died. Now you have your assignment. Now the nizik wants to come. No, there was a chiyuv already, but the knas, you have to go to the nireidim and bezdin. Who are you going to take to bezdin? The ketanim. You can't take ketanim to bezdin. Well, who is the baller? We need to go. So let's get an apotropis. Let's get an apotropis, not to be shoyma the shoyer. The hezek occurred already, be meyho. I want an apotropis ligvois migufoy. I have to bring Adam now, so he has to be, well, who are you have to say Adam in front of a baldova? The ktanim are not balei devorim. So let's make an apotropis. I should be able to ligvois migufoy. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. So you don't do this. So Rashi says, you know why you don't do it? Because v'talti diyasmi lemishtab di lebal choyim. Your whole schus to be goyved, now the shoyer doesn't belong anymore to the father. The father died. You want to be goyved from the shoyer because it's meshubit to you. So that Rashi says, v'talti diyasmi lemishtab di lebal choyim. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. He says, Rashi learned. There's a poshet pshat in the Mishnah, but Rashi learned from the Gemara that there's another nekude that ein mamidin apetropes latam ligvois migufoy, and this is coming to tell us this chiddush that a filo was negeach b'chayei ha'ov, and before the chance to be mamid ledin, the father died. So I would think, let's be mamid and apotropis to be, enable him, ligvais migufay. So that Rashi says, this is haps, I mean, the Pnei Yeshua says Rashi had a problem with the Lashon HaGemore, which is Taka Meredika Ha'ore, the Psein mamid and apotropis l'tam ligvais migufay. That's the terminology is very unclear. But he goofy kasha, how did the Gemara know that that's pshat in the Mishnah? It could be there's a ha'orah from the Teres Chaim. The Teres Chaim has a very interesting ha'orah on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Sher shel chere shoyte v'kotten, shenogach sher shel pikeyach potter. Potter, period. Nachamot. Shenogach bez midum am apotropis, um midim lehem bifnei apotropis.
So why did the Gemara have to, why did the Mishnah have to make two bovis? One, Why do you have to make a whole debate? This is Potter. Another thing, repeating. Is best middle of Apotop. So then you machayim. About Kaponim. So why do you need the first bover? So it could be the Gemara understood the first bover is coming to tell us Rashi's Chiddush that a filler was, it's a shir shal cher shayim gadu shenogach b'chaye ha'of. Is also Potter. That's the reason of the yita of the first bother. Fine. Now, this is what the Pnei Yeshua wants to say, that's Pshat and Rashi, that Bemis Nais is on the Pashtis of the Mishnah, Rashi was able to figure it out. No, the Rashi held this on Yisrein Chiddush over here. Vike da oma taime mishum de palge niske knosse, V'yasmi lav v'nei knosa ninu. A different time. Not als metaltli the yasmi. No, since the tashlumim is a knas, is yasmi lav v'nei knosa ninu. So I think, according to the Pnei Yeshua, the Ike da Amri is going with the same case, in a different reason. That means in Dachs Mishtetach HaMoridik is Achdo, that it was Negeach by the father, and the father died, and there was no Eidus yet, and now we want to bring the Yisoymim to Bezdin to be Mechayev Knas. So we can't be Mechayev Knas, while Yasmi Lavanei Knas Aninu. But Knas doesn't apply. The Marat Nechiyuv either, but let's forget about that. But Lavanei Knas Aninu. The Lavanei Knas. So Memela, that's Pshat in the Mishnah. That's the same story, but Lavanei Knosa, that's the reason. So Rashi says, V'koshele im kain, my ligvois mi gufoi tenok et stuff. But the Loshen HaGemor is shver. That means, you see, that's what the main issue is, that Loshen was bothering Rashi. If the problem is not because of Metaltali Diyasmi, the problem is because it's a Knas. So ain bezden mamidin apetropis letam ligvois knas. Not the problem is knas, not me gufoi. That's Rashi's kash. V'oi lekamon b'shmaiten amrinin. There's a Gemara further that says amoyer de kechidush. B'muet leman de yomar tzat tamos b'mkoyma emedes. Ein a nigvis min a yisoymim mehai taim. The Gemara says amoyer de kezach. That if it was a mu'ud, so if it was a mu'ud, the share was a mu'ud, so there's a man that says, Satamas bim koimo imedes. That means that a mu'ud is a tam that pays chatzi nezik al tam, migufoi, and it pays the other chatzi min aliyah. But Satamas, a mu'ud never changes completely. He's a tam that pays chatzi nezik migufoi, and the other chatzi nezik he pays min aliyah. So the Gemara says that by yisoymim, if it's a mu'ed, but ein ma'midim, this din, ein ma'midim apetropos li yisoymim ligveis tam migufoi. That means even though it's a mu'ed already, even though it's a mu'ed, but lemaisa we will not be goyve the tzatamos, because of this cloud, ein ma'midin apetropos l'tam ligvois migufa. That's what the Gemara says. V'oid l'kama b'shmait namrinim b'mu'ed l'man d'yom tzatamos b'mkoy ma'imedes, ein enigvus mina yisaymi ma'ay taime. V'itayme b'shem knosahu. So that's him again, according to the Bnei Yeshua, we're speaking about this is the case, that the shayr was negeyach b'chayei ha'ot, and nochmer, it was a mood b'chayei ha'ot, and we will not be mamed and apetropes to be goyve the chaylik tamas, because sat tamas ben kaimei medes. So Rashi says, so according to me, it's very good, because the, even though it's a mu'ud by the father, but the chelik hatam always remains. It's always migufoi. Half human migufoi. So it's right on this half is metal to the yasmi loy mishtabdi. So even though it was a mu'ud, if you old hatam is munkai my man. But the e time mishum knaso. But if the time is alt knas, so Rashi says, "Bemud mi have a knos al habeches kashim makaymi." That means that till I hold satamus bimkaymai medes, this is only a din that it pays me gufoy. The tashlum etam remain by a mud, but to say that it's a knas, how can you say it's a knas? The whole lamed of knas is kasam shvarim beches kashim makaymi. This share is a mud. It's the whole din satamus bimkaymai medes is only a loche in. That comes to mind was only in the oif and not tashlumim, it's migufay, not mealiyah. But if you say the problem is not migufay, the problem is because you can't be goivik nas from yisaimim, the problem is you can't be goivik nas from yisaimim, the lavenei knos, and that's why not mamid an apetropis. So Rashi says, a muid that you say tzatamus bimkaimai medes, the tzatamus is ichanat a knas. So why do you say over here, according to that man, the yomi, you're not mamid and apotropos for yisaimim? Is al kolchoch, the vault is not yisaimim lavene knosaninu. No, the vault is because metalti deyasmi le mishtabdi le malchoy.